In 2001, Oakley Engesser was convicted of vehicular homicide and two counts of vehicular battery resulting from a car crash near Sturgis. He spent 12 years in prison, all the while maintaining he had not been driving. After his conviction was overturned, Engesser sued investigators and prosecutors for ignoring witnesses and mishandling physical evidence. But those efforts failed. Now he has turned to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, which heard arguments on Thursday, October 22nd. In July 2000, a red Corvette owned by Dorothy Finley crashed at high speed into the back of a van. Finley was killed, and Oakley Engesser was badly injured, as were the two people in the van. Engesser was found guilty of vehicular homicide and two counts of vehicular battery. He spent 12 years in prison before successfully convincing a judge that he had not been driving. The South Dakota Supreme Court upheld that conclusion in November 2014. After failing to get civil relief in federal court, Engesser filed an appeal with the Eighth Circuit. Engesser says the investigation conducted by Highway Patrol Trooper Ed Fox and supervised by Michael Karas was recklessly insufficient. Engesser is represented in appeals by Stephen Beardsley, who tells appellate judges that Fox purposefully ignored evidence favorable to Engesser and withheld or destroyed exculpatory evidence, thereby denying him due process.
After six witnesses now have come forward and said they saw a woman driving, these people, the defendants, still claim that Oakley Engesser was driving.
Beardsley says Fox spoke to witnesses at the scene who referred to the driver of the Corvette as she and her, but Fox never directly asked who was driving.
A first grader would know to ask who was driving.
The attorney for Fox is Bob Morris, who tells the appellate panel that witnesses on the scene did not tell the trooper that a woman was driving.
Also really, really, really important here is that those names were given to the defense attorney who defended Mr. Engesser at the trial.
Morris argues that Engesser's trial attorney did not interview those witnesses or call them to testify. One of the judges notes that insufficiency of counsel is not at issue in this appeal. Judges will later issue a decision whether Engesser's lawsuit in federal court should be revived. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.